Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is indeed the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place, folks. It's terrific. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob, we got a jam-packed hour. Eddie House, the NBA champion, will join us in about 15 minutes.
He's going to be going crazy about LeBron. We got it.
Yeah, and then Byron Scott, obviously the three-time NBA champion.
We always love having him
Showtime,
on.
Showtime, yep. Showtime Lakers. And he'll join us, too. Obviously, we'll talk LeBron with him. So it's going to be a great hour. You definitely want to keep it locked. But, Rob, let's go to football. That's what we're here for, after all. And I posed this question to Greg Jennings when we talked to him last hour. But Jalen Hurts, has he done enough? He had a great season. May have won the MVP if he hadn't gotten hurt for those two games.
Yep, he might have.
Definitely the driving force and the leader on this Philadelphia Eagles team. And he's up for a, you know, long-term contract extension. Have you seen enough from him to this point where it's like a no-brainer? Oh, yeah, we're signing him up without question.
No way, no how.
Wow, and that's strong.
Yes, and there's no disrespect to him.
You don't like black quarterbacks.
Is that what it is?
I know that.
That's got to be racist.
Yeah, that's – wow. Chris, I can't – like you just brought up before, Carson Wentz.
Right.
Once in a lifetime, Wentzelvania. All that was,
oh, that
in
was
play.
Your guy.
Absolutely.
That was your guy. You loved
right.
Carson.
Okay.
Right.
All right. But
you'll admit you're wrong on that. You were wrong.
It
on
that. Didn't work. It was wrong. Okay. All right.
It's rare that you do that. You're wrong a lot, but you always never. You never admit it.
I'm not wrong a lot. I'm right a lot. It's Nick Wrong who's wrong a lot. All right. But anyway, no, it's not like a disrespect to him. There's no reason to rush, Chris, to right. sign him. That's really what it comes down to. He ain't going nowhere. He's under our control. Why would I rush? Can I see a second season? Can I see when teams alter their defensive plan, Chris?
Right.
And
right.
he have to make an adjustment. Can I see that?
Right. Right.
Was this an outlier? Next year, the Cowboys win the division, and the Eagles are 8-9-8.
Remember, nobody's won that division back to back in years.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's more about that than it is about him or he did anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. I just am not. If I'm an ownership or management, I'm not forced into making that decision. He ain't leaving, so I don't have to be afraid. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't think that if you don't sign him after this year, he's going to hold it against the organization because other quarterbacks didn't get cashed out
right.
like that.
No, I tend to agree with you. Look,
see, you don't like black quarterbacks.
We've seen this happen. They rushed to sign Jared Goff and ended up trading. They rushed to sign Kyler Murray. And now
would they
it's
take
all
that
types
back
of
if they
madness
could?
Going
right.
on there. Right. Like these, we've seen
remember
Carson
we were,
Wentz.
Remember?
They rushed to sign Carson Wentz, and that became a disaster. When you have several years to do this, you don't have to rush and do it after the third year.
And we said it with the Kyler Murray coming off that terrible playoff game. You remember
yep.
we were like, I would want to see one more year.
Yep. And he did kind of force their hand. They didn't have to bow and buckle. They did. And obviously it's a disaster because not only has he not played well this past season, but the questions now are about his attitude and do you want to coach
and
him
how many
and
players
like
have publicly gone
right.
at him, Chris, which is weird.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so you have not just a guy that had a bad season, but you got other questions.
Like there's a rep.
Yeah.
There's a rep that's not
yep.
top notch.
And obviously Jalen Hurts is the opposite. I mean, he's got – you know, I'm not worried. And this is the one thing, even though I would wait because
yeah,
I just don't have to do it, this is the difference between him and Carson Wentz. Carson certainly wasn't to the point of Kyler. But, Rob, you know, you're always hearing stuff, oh, the locker room's divided, yeah. some guys don't like him and this and that. Jalen Hurts' work ethic, character, integrity, like respecting
that
locker
room. We haven't heard anything but good.
No, right. it's all – and that's been since college. You've heard that. The way he handled being benched for Tua
right.
and all that stuff. So I'm not concerned about, like, players souring on him. I'm not concerned about him resting on his laurels. But why would you do it?
There's just no reason. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
Because even his people wouldn't expect it, Chris. If you went to him with a – big money deal after this, they would be shocked, wouldn't they?
I mean, because of the landscape, I'm sure his agent would love to push for it and
sure,
stuff.
But
so I'm sure he knows about it and he may
but
be
he doesn't expect
something.
It is
but
what I'm saying.
But you don't have to – I just think, why not pause? Rob, he's a year removed from being mediocre. And I'm not saying he won't continue to be a great quarterback, but that is one difference with a guy like a Mahomes – or an Aaron Rodgers, or one of these guys that is just a golden arm.
Because they
that's
were from the beginning, right,
and
right.
you, when you see that, you know, okay, that's going to be my guy right. for 15 years.
When the
running quarterbacks, is different. Cam Newton didn't last that long.
When,
Lamar's been hurt.
When they let Brett Favre go, he still had years in him, but they knew they had somebody.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? Like, so it wasn't like, oh, my God, what are we doing? No, once you know you have a talent, then it's
right.
something totally different.
Now, look, if he wins this Super Bowl, you heard Howie Roseman say he has nothing to prove. I mean, not Howie Roseman, he was the owner who said that. And so they may sign him. I'm just saying – I think I would kind of wait. Let's see what we do next year.
Jeff Loria, right?
Yeah, the owner. Let's see what we do next year. again, why rush?
I think after next year, if he has another great season, then you
two
sign
straight.
Him. Right.
And you know, if you may not win the Super Bowl, you may not get to the Super Bowl.
You know,
but as long as you're still a
juggernaut,
you're one of the best teams in the league.
And he's a good player.
And he's playing
good numbers. Yeah,
maybe
you could
in
say,
the MVP conversation.
Okay, we got our quarterback for the next decade or whatever, 12 years. Let's make it happen.
Right.
We want to get him set, get him signed, let him feel good about, you know, the organization and what we're building here, and he's a main piece, the piece, the centerpiece, the franchise quarterback, and then you do it. But to rush to do it, and I think given what they went through with Carson Wentz, Chris, they're going to be.
You would think they'd be
because
cautious.
They already got burned once.
Absolutely. And Rob, there was every – and I mentioned if the guy's a passing quarterback, you think you can sign him. That was Wentz. I mean, he was – en route to being the MVP.
You remember he got hurt and missed those two games, and Tom Brady won it, right? Didn't Tom Brady beat him out?
Was Brady MVP that year? It was Brady, yeah. But he he's never been the same.
Yeah.
Never been the same. All right, it is the I Couple, Chris and Rob. Eddie House about to join us in a few moments. Keep it locked right here on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And Super Week here on Fox Sports Radio is presented by Chalk, C-H-O-Q, the reigning champion of men's natural health. You can supercharge your game with higher T, maximum energy, and laser focus. Visit chalk.com to kick off your subscription today. That's CHOQ.com. Subscribe today. We got some breaking news. The Lakers, you may have been following it on Twitter, but now stuff is really coming together. Rob G, tell us what these trades are.
That's right. The Lakers are back, gentlemen. It's official now. Waiting the pending call. The Lakers are finalizing a deal to get Minnesota's D'Angelo Russell and Malik Beasley and Jared Vanderbilt from the Jazz in a three-team deal, where Mike Conley and second-round draft picks will be heading to Minnesota, Russell Westbrook, and a lightly protected 27 Lakers first-round pick going to the Jazz. Some other details, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Damian Jones to the Jazz, Nikhil Alexander Walker to the Timberwolves.
So do you need baby oil? Or are you feeling that
cigarette.
Good? Are you feeling
that,
a cigarette too?
If you need baby oil off of that, my goodness.
I need baby oil.
Not hard to please at all.
I see. All right. Wow. Well, let's bring in our next guest. He's got his own theme music. He is an NBA champion and a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Yo. Mr. Eddie House, what's up,
Eddie.
Brother?
What's happening, guys? How y'all feeling?
We are great. Now, did you just hear the news that the Lakers are getting D'Angelo Russell?
Wasn't he a Laker before?
Yeah, he was drafted, right.
He was a Laker before. Yeah, I did hear the news. That's a great upgrade for them.
Well, So how do you like this, and what do you think it means for the team?
Do I think that team is going to come out of the West? I still don't think that they're going to come out of the West, but, I mean, they're buried right now. You know, they're so far behind. They got a lot of climbing to do. I think they're 12 games out of that 10th spot, the play-in game. That's a lot of games to climb.
Not 12 games out of that.
They're not. How many games are they out of?
They're only a couple of games out of that.
Five games.
No, the play-in? I'll check. They're only a few games. I mean, the West is jam-packed. They're only a few games out of the, like, sixth spot. Okay. I mean, but they are 13th. Yeah.
Yeah, but I still, to me, it doesn't, like, that doesn't jump the needle to me to where you're like, oh, now they're going to win a championship. I still think that they're going to make noise. They're going to play well. And it all hinges on, regardless of what they do, it all hinges on the health of Anthony Davis. If Anthony Davis is not healthy, it really doesn't matter what moves they make, how they make their move, or what they do. If he's not healthy, then there's no way that they're going to really even have an opportunity to compete.
They're two games out of 10th, where Utah is, and they're four games out of 6th, where they could avoid the play-in.
Eddie, let's first, because of the breaking news, we didn't start with LeBron and him breaking Kareem's record. Just your thoughts on that. And as a guy who was a teammate with LeBron, to see him reach an epic part in someone's career, I mean, it can't get any better than that.
No, you can't, man. And, I mean, not a better guy to do it. I mean, think about the longevity that he had. Not only that, but playing at the highest level for as long as he's played. But flip it on that, man. Just talk about the person that he is and what he's done. And off the court, you know, married, with kids, being a role model for his family, doing the right thing, not getting in trouble. You haven't heard any blemishes on his on his name, no mustard on his jacket, as some people say. Also, you look at it as what he did with opening up schools, sending a lot of people to college. Yeah. I just think he's done so much. You know, he's progressed the game. He's helped continue to globalize the game. And then on top of it, just with his philanthropist work that he's done, I mean, you couldn't ask for another guy. You talk about Kareem and all the things that he'd done and he stood for, you know, going into civil rights and all those things, passing of the torch to the right guy.
You go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I just want to do one follow-up, Eddie, as a former teammate. I mean, I'm sure you saw the video of AD not celebrating LeBron's moment. Or what did you read into that, or what did you think? I mean, that's in a stadium or arena where everybody's standing and cheering, and, you know, your teammate hits an unbelievable historical milestone, and you instead decide to just sit down and not be a part of it, not applaud, not do anything. What did you read into that from AD?
He didn't want to go too crazy. He might have got hurt.
Is that it?
I was thinking he was hurt, man.
That's a good line there, Eddie. But what do you think about that? Was that something going on there between them, you think?
I don't think so, man. I just think that it is what it was. It was LeBron's moment. And I don't think
what somebody did or what somebody didn't do. Because somebody could have been overexcited, and we could be talking about how he's overexcited about him. He barely played with him, you know, or
they're losing,
excited right. enough for him. And I think it was all about LeBron. That
you
moment
still could have clapped, really, Eddie. I'm sorry.
Did you watch? I just got a question. Did you have your microscope or did you have your telescope on?
No,
Anthony Davis the whole
he wasn't
time?
Even watching.
So
the
they
game.
Might have caught him when he jumped.
I saw
they
the clip.
Him
Hardy on a farm.
I saw the clip though. I saw it. Eddie,
it's
he
true.
Sat.
I ain't even played.
He sat down. Now all of a sudden, Chris can watch every game, every minute of every game.
A big game like this, yeah, I'm gonna watch.
I saw the clip. What do I need to see? I don't need to see all 36.
You didn't watch the game last night, man. I was watching that game and watching my.
I was at a party. I'm at the Super Bowl. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you was kicking it. You was throwing them ones, huh?
Let me ask you this, Eddie. And LeBron's numbers are incredible this year. He's clearly the best player in their 20th season. There's no question about that the league has ever seen. But one thing Rob and I always point out is, like, one LeBron's calling card has always been that he was going to win to a certain level. No matter who his teammates were, he was going to get you in the playoffs, win 50, 60 games. And, you know, he was just able to really impact the game to that effect when he was at his best. Why do you think he's not able to do that anymore, even though he is putting up the numbers that are essentially the same as his career numbers?
I think the parts that were with him aren't living up to their expectations. As great as Anthony Davis is, he just hasn't been available enough for him. Russell Westbrook experiment is over with. And while it was going on, it wasn't great. So
you don't think any of it is like LeBron's not quite as good as he used to
right,
be?
Right, or doesn't
work. Because, I look at some of those Cleveland teams the first go-round, Boobie Gibson and Anderson Varejao right. and Jrunas Ilgauskas and Eric Snow. He got them to the finals.
But I'm saying, of course, you talking about damn near 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Like that, he's in his 20th season, right? And he's played a lot of minutes. Went to the finals 9 straight times. And went to the Olympics, what, twice? That is a lot of wear and tear on your body. So, yeah, he's not going to be that guy, but he's still putting up monster numbers as this guy. And we all said when Anthony Davis came to the Lakers, what was it? It's like, okay, LeBron's trying to slowly just pass the torch off to AD. Well, it's hard to do that when AD's not there, when he's always hurt.
But so, Eddie, even when
he's doing everything that he can do, I think he just doesn't have a team that's constructed like that. Like, I think the D'Angelo Russ, that's going to help a lot. That's going to help a lot with
because he
spaces.
Can shoot.
But right. even with AD, yeah. when he's healthy, they're 11-14. Like when AD plays, they don't win consistently.
Yeah, and AD is always he falls down. You think he then broke something? it's never. No, I'm not saying that to even be like
it's
joking.
True though.
Serious. Like everybody's looking like, whoa, is he gonna be okay? Like anything that he does. So to me, I mean, as much as AD is there, he really hasn't been there.
Right.
This pickup though of D'Angelo Russell, and I like Malik Beasley too. I think that's going to be.
I agree.
That's going to give them. They're going to give them a little extra punch. Is it enough to go over the top? I don't know. I really, to be honest with you, guys, to switch gears off of LeBron and the Lakers, I'm not mad at what Dallas did to go get Kyrie Irving. I think that it could work. I really think that it could work over there.
Well, Kyrie, I'm glad you brought him up. He's making his debut with the Mavericks tonight against the Clippers. Now, Luka's not playing, but you're talking about you think it can work. How do you see them playing together? Does Luka, does the ball come out of Luka's right. hands a little more? And what does he have to adjust to play with Kyrie?
I think it's very similar to when LeBron and Kyrie played together. LeBron was the system, the guy that ran everything. And then at times you let Kyrie go to work and do what he does. Now it's going to be a testament to can Luka play off the ball? That's the question. And that's the right. one thing that, you know, I think moving forward, if he shows he could play off the ball, trust me, this is going to happen. He's not going to scare away other superstars. At that point,
right.
other superstars will come to play with him. Because right now it's scary. Like, man, I'm going here. I get 15, 20, 25, 22 shots a game. I'm now got to sacrifice my shots for his shots. No, we got to figure out to make it work. So I think this is a great opportunity for Dallas. It's a great opportunity for Kyrie Irving with a clean slate. to come out there and play. And then also an opportunity for Luka to show that he could play with off the ball and entice other superstars, because you can't get it done by yourself. We all know that. As many times as LeBron went there, he needed help to get over the hump. Everybody needs help to get over the hump. So, yeah, man, I think it's interesting, man. I think the West is getting a little bit more heated now.
No, I totally agree on Luka, because number one, like you said, you won't attract other superstars that can really do things offensively on their own. But also, Eddie, there's a ceiling, at least there has been historically, to how much you're going to win with basically one guy doing everything. LeBron, Jordan, Wilt, they didn't win that way. They won once they started incorporating teammates. And so I agree. And if Luka were to play this way, you know, for the first 8, 9, 10 years of his career, then he probably isn't changing. You know what I mean? And so I agree. This is a good opportunity for that to happen. Are you worried about them defensively? They haven't been good defensively this year. Dorian Finney-Smith was one of their better defenders. So on that end of the floor, it's going to be a challenge for him.
Yeah, Bobby, I think it's always been a challenge for them, and I think they'll just look to play a little faster at times, and then on top of not only playing faster, but then also just get after it defensively, muck up the game sometimes, run zone sometimes. I think they'll find ways that they can be effective defensively. And, you know, defense is an effort thing. Everybody's not gifted to be a straight lockdown defender, but everybody has got the ability –
right.
To play hard, got the ability to be in the right place at the right time. If you're asked to be at the nail, be at the nail. If you're at the elbow, if you need to trap the box, go trap the box. If you're supposed to show and get back, show and get back, fight over the screen. You have the ability to do all those things. So it's just going to be their want. How bad do you want to do those things?
Nah, that's
man,
that's
you
a good
sound
point.
Like a coach, Eddie. Man, you sound good.
I mean, I play basketball, man. You know, man, I'm an expert at this shit.
I see. Uh-oh, no, you didn't say that, did you?
Look at him. See, he got too comfortable.
Too comfortable.
Now.
Too comfortable.
I did. Hey, y'all got me way too comfortable.
Wow. Don't blame it on me.
I'm blaming it on you.
thank God for Alex. That's all I'm going to say.
That is our man, Eddie House. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, you guys take care, man. Enjoy Arizona while you guys are out here, man.
Of course.
Be safe. Enjoy.
Yes.
Who you guys pick? Who you guys got before you let me go? Who you got?
I got Eagles.
I got Kansas City.
You got Kansas City? Okay,
who
cool.
You got?
I'm pulling for Kansas City just because
Mahomes.
My coworker, her husband plays, Deion Bush plays for the Chiefs. They're going to have they're expecting a baby like this week.
Wow.
Actually, so
wow.
It'd be great
That's
for them
great.
To win a Super Bowl, and they have a baby, a little junior. So I'm pulling for that reason. So hopefully the Chiefs get it done.
Cool. All right, that's our man.
Remember,
Eddie House.
Head,
peace, brother.
Heart. All right, Eddie.
All right, y'all be cool.
All right, Byron Scott is up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office, and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wait on Byron Scott, we'll talk about some more stuff that Rob may G. be happening in the NBA. Rob G., let us know what's going
That's right. Friend of the show, Chris Haynes with TNT and Bleacher Report, says that if Russell Westbrook secures a buyout from the Jazz after this trade is complete, which many have said is going to happen, the Los Angeles Clippers are said to have interest in bringing him aboard.
So the Jazz don't want him. They just want his.
Yeah, exactly.
They definitely have no need for Russell.
And another friend of the show, Eric Pincus, from also from Bleacher Report, said that the Miami Heat are expected to have interest as well in Russell Westbrook.
If I'm the Heat, I'm not interested. I don't think he moves the needle much for them.
If you're the Clippers,
I think the
though?
Clippers make sense. Like, I really do. One, I think, and this could be good or bad, but I think it could be good for them. He is going to have the gigantic chip on his shoulder.
Well, because
beat the Lakers.
Because Chris, here's the other thing too. This, like the end of his career. This is like, what is it? 5 teams in 6 years now.
Right, right.
And this could be 6-6, or you know what I mean? If he goes to the Clippers,
OKC, Houston, Washington.
The Lakers,
and then this would be the fifth, I believe.
Right. Well, I count Utah as him being traded there, and then,
oh,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying,
right,
that he was a part of or whatever. Right. He's not gonna play a game, but,
right. Right.
But I'm just saying, you're right. Like he's been handed around like his
and that's
poison.
What, look, Shaq was on a ton of teams at the end of
you
his
know
career.
What I mean?
I don't think that's an insult, but I just think the way he probably feels.
Right.
He's been a professional. I know his play has been sporadic, and he's had obviously a lot of turnovers. And all the things that have dogged him for his career, the poor decision-making late in games, the poor shooting, all that. But I'm sure that he hasn't said a thing. But don't you think he probably feels like, man, my name been in trade rumors since I got here. They put me on the bench. Like, he is upset.
And the embarrassment of Chris coming home.
Like you're a top 75 player of all
time. He thought he was coming home like to have a chance to win a championship, to have your family and friends watch. And instead, he came, and it was just all fire on him from day
he
one.
He was blamed for everything. And some of it definitely on him.
He didn't play,
but
he didn't play well,
himself.
But it wasn't right. Just him. Right. And you're right. His name has been ballied around the whole time.
Yeah. I think the Clippers, I don't know. For some reason, I feel like it – I'm not saying – look, he's still going to have his issues, right? He still is a poor decision maker. He's late in games. He can't shoot. So all of that's an issue. The thing is, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard aren't – ball dominant. And granted, LeBron hasn't been ball dominant with Westbrook on the team. But they've played that way their entire careers. Heck, Paul George has played with Westbrook and thrived.
Right.
Like, he had some of his best seasons with Westbrook in Oklahoma City. And remember, liked it. Remember, he stayed in OKC.
Remember that, right. He re-upped, right.
And so Look, I think that would be very interesting. I already think the Clippers, Rob, if healthy, are a dangerous team in the West.
We talked about it already.
And if you get in Westbrook, that just could be interesting. The thing is, they've got to use him properly. Like, with the Lakers, I'm sorry. And this is on Darvin Ham, and it's on LeBron. Why did Westbrook at times have the ball in his hands? And LeBron's on the court.
Right, right.
And you got one of the best decision makers ever in LeBron and one of the worst for a great player in Westbrook, and Westbrook's got the ball.
Because that's an ego thing where they're trying to pacify him, but that's not what's good for the team.
No. So the Clippers, if they were to get Westbrook, then they've got to make sure that they use him properly. And – you know, now, Grant, maybe Paul George might have the ball. I don't know. But Kawhi and George aren't like LeBron in terms of decision-making. So that would be interesting. But, Rob, I wouldn't frown on that. I'd give him a shot.
No, I mean, they don't have anything to lose. Right. You get a player of that caliber, a top 75 to add to your bench.
Yep.
He already has been beaten down and downtrodden. And it's like,
he
dude,
should know.
Right, like you come in here,
need to win.
You're going to be all right. And this is a chance that you could still stay in L.A.,
yep,
be with your family, and have a chance to win. We got a great roster. We got a great team. Just come in. All we need you to do is do this. And Ty Lue could map it out. This is all we need you to do.
Yep.
That's it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Play your role. This is your role. Don't worry about anything else. You're not going to be the center of what's wrong with this team because we have a good team.
Right.
It's about Kawhi, Paul. This is a good team. You could add to it. You're not going to hurt it. That's the way I would sell it.
No, I agree. And I'm sure he would love to not have to move. You know what I mean?
I'm sure.
I mean, at this stage of his career, at this age. All right, so we will get Byron Scott coming up. That is next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we can talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Our next guest is a friend of the show, three-time NBA champion, and now moving into the media space, host of the Off the Dribble podcast, we welcome in the great Byron Scott. Byron, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We are great, man. We are great.
Now, you know what? Chris is thinking about doing a new podcast. He was going to call his Turnover Into the Stands.
Oh, man.
I think the hit, the name will be a hit. That's what damn sure.
Were you at the game last night for LeBron or not?
No, I was not.
So what, I mean, just tell us, obviously you played with Kareem, you were there for a ton of his points. What is it like for you, you know, to see LeBron break this record, and what do you think it means for his legacy?
Well, for his legacy first, it puts him right up there, and that's, it's been a discussion for a long time anyway with one of the greatest of all times. You know, he's in the top three, no doubt about that. For him to do it in a Laker uniform is something that's kind of special as well. And I felt that, you know, if that record was going to be broken, you know, when LeBron started getting closer and closer, coming into this year, you knew he had a real good shot at breaking the record.
Right.
I said, if anybody deserves it, it's him. I mean, for what he's done, not only on the court but off the court, the type of person he's been, the face of this NBA, you know, NBA for so many years.
Yeah, we'll work to get him back. We'll get Rob
we'll get him
G
back,
on
yeah.
that. Rob got, G, what you doing over there, man?
We got gremlins on the phone.
I see him hitting his keyboard. You hit the wrong button or something, but we'll get Byron Scott back. But it is, Rob, like, and we talked about this last time, you know, you shouldn't necessarily get credit for just doing the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's not
LeBron, somebody of his stature in this social media age, he hasn't had any, you know what I mean, any missteps. Like, it's incredible the way he's handled his business, you know, no, PR-wise and all of that.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing that you could really point to
to go against that. And I agree, and it's a lot. It's different with social media, all the different things that could happen to you. You know what I mean? We've seen some big-time athletes get caught up doing stuff on video, Chris. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Snapping.
It don't take much.
Right. You could snap in a minute and ruin your reputation.
Yep.
Like it can happen. And people record. Everybody's walking around with cameras.
Yep.
That's why we know that there's no Bigfoot, because nobody has video of them. I'm just saying.
I did, as you know, I did a ton of stories on LeBron when I wrote for ESPN the magazine, probably 5 or 6 feature cover stories.
And you spent a lot of time around him.
And from the get-go, the first story I did with him, I think it was his second year in the league, and he had his own PR guy. The clothing that was picked out, he had a stylist at that point, and they were very, you know, very, like, they would pick out certain clothes for him to wear on the cover and all of that. So he this is not by accident that this has happened. We are Byron back in. Sorry about that. I don't know if that was our end or yours, but we got you back.
Let me ask you about when you see, like, Kareem had 1 3-pointer, when you just look at the numbers and, you know, obviously there was no 3-point. Not that I think Kareem would have been out on a perimeter shooting threes, but it's an incredible, like, Kareem's record and what he had is the old record. Byron was pretty incredible when you think about the rules that he played under.
Right. Now, I agree with that. I mean, the 3-point play has definitely helped a ton of people, you know, especially if you're pretty efficient in knocking them down on a pretty regular basis.
You know, you might. I mean, can you imagine how many more points you'd have if you guys were shooting threes like that?
Right.
Yeah, because that wasn't a weapon. I mean, our weapon, you know, the game today, Rob, is, you know, it's an outside-in game. You know, our game was get the ball inside to Kareem and James, and then, you know, when Irvin start posting, get it to him, and when the defense starts to double or whatever, you know, let's you know, swing it out. Now you got threes, you know, you could take those. But if we took, I think the highest amount of threes I ever took in a game was maybe 5.
Wow.
You know, guys are doing that in the first quarter.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, I mean, if I had that type of free, you know, free range back then and the way his game is played now, it would be, you know, I look at it now and go, wow, I could average 23, 24, 25 points a game every night.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. What do you make? Let's go to the Lakers as their current.
Yeah, I was going to ask that,
They made some deals. They got D'Angelo Russell.
Back.
I don't know if you've seen him, but D'Angelo Russell in a multi-team deal with Utah and Minnesota. They're bringing back D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, and Jared Vanderbilt, and they're giving up Russell Westbrook in a first-round pick. A few other, Juan Toscano-Anderson, a few other minor pieces. But do you think that's the type of move with Beasley, Russell, and Vanderbilt that can get the Lakers in the mix, in the playoff mix, in the Western Conference?
I don't think so, Rob. I mean, the move was obviously Kyrie. I mean, that would have been you know, icing on the cake. You get that guy, now you got a big-time three-head monster in him and, you know, Anthony Davis and LeBron. You know, I'm sorry to see Russ go. I thought that Russ, this year especially, you know, was able to just say, hey, look, I didn't come off the bench, and I thought coming off the bench he did great. You know, but, you know, adding these other guys that they just added, I don't see that being a big change, you know, for them as far as position-wise right now. LeBron and AD still going to have to do the bulk of the work. There's no doubt about that. You know, but, you know, I could be wrong. We'll see. But those three guys that they just got are all three guys that are, you know, that are decent players. They don't have another Russell, another great player.
Right.
And obviously missed out because Brooklyn said, no, we are not trading him to the Lakers.
Right, no matter what.
Know, which, right.
Yeah, no matter what. We were trading, but we ain't trading him to the Lakers, which they knew if that happened that, you know, Lakers would have been, you know, one of the best teams in the West. There's no doubt about it. But we'll have to wait and see how this kind of plays out.
Do you think Russ got a bad rap with the Lakers? I mean, Rob and I were talking. There's a report that the Clippers would be interested
because he's going to be
bought out by Utah.
Right.
And I think that's a good move. And I think Russ probably has a major chip on his shoulder. He's been professional, hasn't said anything. But by the way, he's kind of been scapegoated and everything with the Lakers by the media, by the fans. Do you think it was too much put on Russ and he got a bad rap that he didn't deserve?
I think so. I mean, again, I love the way Russ plays. He plays with that passion. I mean, he plays hard every single night. You know what you get when you bring him in. And I think everybody here in L.A. And maybe even the organization expected a lot more, you know, from him. But you're also trying to say, you know, the man that dominated the ball for his, you know, for the bulk of his career, now you want him to play off the ball because, you right. know, LeBron's going to dominate the ball. And that's how LeBron plays. And that's what's made him so great because he gets everybody else involved. That, I think, was one of the hardest adjustments for Russell to probably make. But I think the you know, the scrutiny from the fans and the media, I think, was just was unfair to him. And probably leaving here will probably give him a sense of calmness to be able right. to go back and play the way he's capable of playing.
One last thing. We got about a minute to go real quick. When you talk about LeBron and AD, when they've played together, they're 11-14 this year. That's a yeah. disappointing record. That doesn't make sense to me. If you have two great guys in that playing at that level, you should be able to win more games than that.
I agree 110%. I think, you know, that 25 game, even though it's a small, you know, it's a small plate of what they can do, 11-14 ain't it. I mean, I would consider, right. you know, they should be 17-8, probably right. at the worst. You know, with those two guys in the lineup, no matter what the other three guys are doing. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with the health, you know, of Anthony, you know, yep. being not 100% most of the year or most of those 25 games that they played together. I think if they can get it together for these next 2 months and play the way both of those guys are capable of playing, which is, you know, hard to say with LeBron because he's been playing, you know, he's been playing the way he's capable of playing
right.
for 20 years. You know, but if All those other guys kind of step up and can step in, you know, they could be one of those teams, you know, if they get in the playoffs. They, you know, I don't know if there's a lot of teams that would want to play them.
All right. That's Byron Scott, three-time NBA champion.
Thank you, buddy.
Check him out on the Off the Dribble podcast. We got 1 hour left on the iCouple. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. There's Lakers news. We'll break it down.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.